Johnson Wax Program. Good evening, everyone. The makers of Johnson's Wax present Marion and Jim as Fibber McGee and Molly. Ted Weems and his orchestra strike the military motif with their Something About a Soldier. Sound off, Ted. Before we go on with the show, I want to remind you of that special free gift offer, a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax, given to you without cost in celebration of Johnson's 50th anniversary. Just go to your auto supply store, service station, or regular wax dealer and ask for Johnson's free gift package. It contains a pint of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and a full-size can, not just a sample, of Johnson's Auto Wax. You pay only 59 cents for the combination. This is less than the regular price of the cleaner alone, and you get both the cleaner and the can of Johnson's Auto Wax. Already thousands of car owners have taken advantage of this generous offer and have discovered for themselves how easy it is to keep their car sparkling like new with these two remarkable Johnson products. Be sure to get your free gift of Johnson's Auto Wax before the supply is gone. The Wistful Vista Militia is in its summer encampment this month, so our two friends are giving it an informal inspection. And here, at the main entrance to the camp, are those two infantry inspectors, Fibber McGee and Molly.
Look, who goes there?
Who wants to know?
Of course, Molly. The man's just doing his duty. Major McGee retired late with the Bengal Lancers.
Did you say Bengal or Bungle?
Have you got a pass?
Got a pass what?
Got to have a pass from the commanding officer, the officer of the day.
Well, who's in command?
Colonel Horatio K. Boomer, VC DSMCN.
Well, I'm an old friend of his. Major McGee, OK, NBC.
Red Network.
Yeah? Honest?
Say, red's my favorite color. Go on in, folks.
Army must be going sissy since I was here.
When was you in the Army and where?
Why, before the war, Molly. I went to Heidelberg, where I was probably the greatest saber fighter they ever had.
My uncle was a great fighter, too.
Saber?
Drunk or saber.
I'll never forget one duel I fit with a student named Von Weems. Otto Engelbert Kamenschmidt Von Weems.
That was no student. That was the whole freshman class.
Well, sir, for 3 hours we fit
look,
there.
Oh, look, McGee.
Huh?
A soldier in kilt.
Oh, must have a bagpipe band in camp. Hi there, Scotty. You belong to the Wistful Vista Militia?
Aye, lad, I do that. I'm a bagpiper temporarily transferred to the military police.
And what's a piper doing in the military police?
Well, lass, if you look in the guard house, You'll see a pack of pickled privates your peerless piper pinch. Good day to you.
McGee, why is it that Scotch soldiers wear skirts like that?
I understand the supply sergeant insists on it, Molly.
Why?
Well, when they wore pants, they was always getting things on the cuff.
Oh.
Did I ever tell you about the time I was an engineer?
Oh, who caused death?
Heavenly Jay's another one.
What's the idea, bud? We got challenged back at the gate.
Yes, sir. General inspection today, sir. Have to challenge everybody, sir. Where are you going?
I'm Major McGee, son. Retired. Inspecting the camp privately. Let me see that rifle.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. Just as I thought. Breech needs polishing. Rust on the barrel. And the strap is frayed.
Frayed of what?
Quiet, Molly. I'm going to report this soldier for negligence. Yes, sir. Come on now, Molly.
Oh, don't hurry me, McGee.
Oh, who goes there?
Oh, this is getting silly. You'd think they'd know by now.
Just army custom, Molly. This the commandant's tent, soldier?
Yes, sir. It is, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Don't mention it, sir. I mean, madam.
A little more attention there, soldier. That's my wife you're talking to.
I understand, sir. I was in the tank's corps myself, sir.
What?
Who did you wish to see, sir?
Major McGee's compliments to the commandant. And if the commandant please, Major McGee would like to inspect the camp.
Yes, sir. Hey, Fat. The guy wants to see you here.
Yes, yes. My little mess callers. What can I do for you? Yeah.
Major McGee wishes to inspect the camp, sir.
Well, well, my little mufti mouse. I'm Colonel Boomer, sir. Horatio K. Boomer, BCDSMCM.
Well, listen, Boom, old boy. We can
yes,
all...
Yes, yes. To what do I owe the honor of this visit, Major, if I might ask?
Well,
what do I mean, if I might ask? I'm the colonel. I can ask anybody anything. Who are you?
Why, I'm Major McGee, Colonel. Come to inspect camp. My wife, Colonel. Molly, Colonel Boomer. One of our best men.
How do you do, I'm sure.
Yes, yes, my little sidearm. Very glad to meet you. Very glad. Hardly expected an inspection so soon, Major. Regular army inspection, I suppose.
Oh, no, just informal, Boomer.
Yes, yes, I understand perfectly, General.
Major.
Oh, yes, Major. Sorry, it's the promoter in me, I'm afraid. Yes. Well, very glad you dropped in. I was just leaving to pay a call on the Brigadier.
Oh.
Dear old Brigadier. We fought many a battle together, yes. Last time we'll get together as we're both retiring this week. Yes, sir.
Retiring from the Army, Colonel? What on earth for?
Well, they say an army marches on its stomach, and I haven't the stomach for it. Yes, sir. So I'm glad you called, Captain.
Major.
Oh, yes, Major. Not as rank as I thought. How would you like to take command in my absence, Lieutenant? Very fine idea. Yes, yes. Bring back the good old days.
Okay, Colonel.
Oh,
I'd be
now,
tickled
Colonel,
a
bit. My husband doesn't know anything
nonsense,
about army life.
Nonsense, my good woman. Nonsense. Just an old army courtesy.
Sure.
Sentry! Sentry!
Sir.
During my absence, Major McGee will be in command. Yes, sir. Now I must be off.
I'll say so.
Anything you want, just ask the orderly.
Well, McGee, now you see what you did. You got yourself an army.
Shucks. And I didn't even have to say, ah. Quickest enlistment I ever made, Molly. Well, now let's see.
Oh, my. Look, McGee. Mm. Look outside the tent. The men are lining up.
Mm-hmm.
Coming in! Tent, hunt! Hey! Tent! Hunt!
My, my. Isn't it pretty, McGee?
Quiet, officer. Molly, the officer's going to read some orders.
Special orders, men. Corporal Como, it is reported that you have been heard vocalizing after taps had sounded. What have you to sing for yourself?
Take my heart. Take my heart, see if I care what you do with it. Too long ago, do with it what you please. Take my heart, even if only to play with it. Go on, be here with it. Do with it what you please. Whether awake or sleeping, I shouldn't feel despair. Isn't it in good keeping while it's in your care? Oh, won't you take my heart? I'll never ask what you've done with it. Go on, have fun with it. Take it and leave it as is, and do with it what you please.
As Molly says, Pipper's got himself an army, and now that the colonel has turned the camp over to him, he doesn't know what to do with it. Here are Pipper and Molly sitting in the commandant's tent.
You know, Molly, I got a good notion to hold a review for you. Now, I could... Oh, what's the matter, Sentry?
Lady calling, Doc.
Doc? Hey, listen here, Sentry. When you address the officer in command, I want to hear more respect, see? Now then, tell me over again. What is it?
Lady calling to see the commandant, sir.
That's better.
Skinny old twist, too. Come on in, sweetheart.
Hi there, Grandma. What's on your mind?
Hello there, Sonny. When did you get to be a brass hat?
Who are you, Grandma?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why, everybody knows me. I'm the daughter of the regiment. Cigarette, they call me.
Cigarette, huh? Because you get burned up so easy?
No, because I'm no fun unless I'm lit. Now, listen to me, Commandant. I was playing blackjack with Company B, and I won 3 machine guns, and now they won't let me have them.
Well.
Tell me now, is that fair?
Fair? I'll say it ain't. You tell them I says you were to get what you want, or I'll slap them in the guardhouse.
That's exactly where I slapped them. Well, much obliged, and remember, you'll always have a friend in Cigarette, the daughter of the regiment.
Imagine that old blister, the daughter of the regiment.
Cigarette.
Well, I suppose we ought to go out and inspect the camp, Molly. What'll we inspect first, the mess hall or the cavalry?
Cavalry.
That's what I says, cavalry. I'll never forget the time I was on the Mexican border. I was the best rider in the troop.
Excuse me, sir. Supply Sergeant Brown reporting, sir.
Reporting what?
Reporting a great Johnson wax offer. A can of Johnson's auto wax free with every pint of Johnson's auto cleaner and polish, sir.
Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
You got an alarm clock?
Yes, sir.
I'll set it for sunrise.
Going fishing, sir?
No, shooting. What call is that?
Fresh fish.
Hey, orderly.
Yes, sir.
Tell that guy with the cornet to come in here.
Yes, sir. Here he is, sir. Private Ingles, sir. New bugler.
Was that a bugle call you was practicing in public, Private?
Of course, Slidey. I practice in half a bit. I can't hardly wait to blow the bugle, Mom. Me just being promoted like from stable sergeant.
You didn't call that call a bugle call, did you?
Yes, sir. That was pie call, sir.
What call?
Pie call.
How do you call for cake?
Oh, not pie call, lady. Pie call. Not pie what you heat, ma'am. Pie what you spend on pie day.
Oh.
Pie what you hate on pie day. He means pay, Molly.
Oh.
That's it, sir. The lady thought of it pie, sir. I meant pie.
Attention! You mean to say you blow that on payday?
Oh, yes, sir. Down, like that, sir.
Oh, yeah. You say you was a stable sergeant, soldier?
Yes, sir. But me aunt wasn't with me also, sir. Me aunt was with me all.
Well, maybe it's hard to take, but you better blow back to the stables.
Right away, sir.
Between his horses and his horn, he's happy. Oh, hello there, silly.
Heavenly day, silly Watson.
How you, boss? How you see, ma'am?
Hey. You're supposed to salute me, Sil. I'm the inspecting officer.
Well, he's your superior, silly.
In what way, ma'am?
Listen, Sil, I'm on a kind of unofficial inspection tour of the camp. What you doing here?
Yes, well, I was a cook, please, sir. I cook for Company C, sir.
Oh, how'd you get the job, silly?
Well, I kind of inherited, ma'am, please.
Inherited?
Yes. My pappy was cook for Company C, too.
Oh, why, you son of a sea cook. Well, what did you fix for our lads in khaki today, silly?
Beans, ma'am.
How about yesterday?
Yes, sir. Beans again, sir.
Beans every day?
No, ma'am, not every day. Sundays are different.
How do you mean different?
Sundays we get goldfish.
Goldfish?
Yes, ma'am. Canned salmon.
Oh.
You are being camped for a holiday, folks.
Something special on holidays, eh, Sil?
What is it, silly?
Beans and salmon.
Heavenly days. Well, how do you ever stand it, silly?
What?
She says, don't you get awful tired of the same old food all the time?
I don't know, Miss McGee. I never tried it. I can dish it out, sure, but I sure can't take it. Excuse me now. I got to go open up some beans. So long, Miss McGee. So long, Miss McGee.
Hey, Molly, looky here. I wonder what's in this cabinet here.
Don't be so nosy, McGee.
Oh, shucks. Ain't I in charge here? I'll just take me a little peek.
Oh, hey. Heavenly days, there's a man in there.
Come on out of there, soldier. Spying, eh?
No, sir. Just standing by, sir.
Standing by what?
By the door.
Your name?
Weems, sir. Ted Weems.
Your rank?
So are you.
Oh, silence! I mean, what do you do?
I'm a bandmaster. I play on your program, remember?
Oh, that Ted Weems. Mm-hmm. Oh.
What company you in, soldier?
Bad.
Dad, Reddit, I meant what outfit?
Dark coat, gray trousers.
Quiet! I'll put you on report. What is this? My own men talking back to me. What are we getting into here anyway?
The next musical number, Hay Straw.
A lot of people bought new cars this season, and there are a lot of you people who, like myself, are still driving old cars. Well, here's a quick way to make your old car shine like new again without wearing yourself all out in the process. Use Johnson's Auto Cleaner, a creamy white liquid that both cleans and polishes the car at the same time. This remarkable cleaner quickly removes road film and discoloration without harm to the finish, gives the car a gleaming polish that you'll be proud of. Now, if you're fortunate enough to have a new car, you should protect the finish right away with Johnson's Auto Wax so it will stay bright. you'll find that dust and dirt slide right off the wax surface. The wax saves the car from getting scratched and dull and keeps it looking so fine it will bring a better price when the time comes to trade it in. Now, please, pay close attention to this. You can get a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax free if you take advantage right now of Johnson's 50th anniversary gift offer. Just ask your dealer for Johnson's free gift package containing a pint of Johnson's Auto Cleaner and a full-size can of Johnson's Auto Wax. You pay only 59 cents. This is less than the regular price of the cleaner alone, and you get the can of Johnson's Auto Wax without cost. This special free gift offer is necessarily limited. Ask for your free can of Johnson's Auto Wax at once while the supply lasts. Well, the unofficial officials, Major and Mrs. McGee, continue their inspection of the Wistful Vista Militia encampment. And here they are with the military escort walking down the company street.
Hey, soldier, what's this tent here? Main tent or just a sideshow?
Mess tent, sir. Shall we go in, sir?
Oh, what have you got today that's good?
Quiet, Molly. Officers don't eat in the enlisted men's mess.
Oh, come, come. The enlisted men won't care. Just this once.
Listen, Molly. We got to uphold the dignity of the commanding officer, ain't we? We can't... Well, soldier, what do you want?
What do you got?
Huh?
Lieutenant Loosenut reporting. Uh-huh. I wish to repeat a report, kid. Uh-huh. Sir, that company is coming. Company K is reformed. Formed on the... that is, they'll be parade to proud. Huh? Proud to parade. If you care to make a chump out of your... come out on the parade rest. Where's the rest of... do you want to buy a horse?
What do you mean, do I want to buy a horse? Why should I want a horse?
Well, why should anybody want... remember Richard VIII?
Who?
Henry III? He said, a horse! A horse! My kingfish for... kingdom for... what did he get? He got a kick in the... Nobody gave him a horse, so who are you to refuse? After all, a soldier must powder his face, face the powder, and when the burglars, buglers burp, blow their, where were you in the last war?
Why?
Oh, I thought so.
You thought what?
Certainly, they always do.
They always do what?
Oh, no, you don't. You can't pull that stuff on me. Well, what I wanted to report, sir, or ma'am, or both of you, as the case may be, my company, Company B, we're in the barracks.
Oh, B's in your barracks.
Well, that's better than answer my... I wish to... Report, sir. All us boys in the tanks.
In the what?
Tanks.
Don't mention it.
Thank you, Butch. may I go, sir?
Well, if you gotta. This man. Well?
What haven't we seen, Lieutenant?
Well, you haven't visited the stables, madam.
Okay, take us to the stables. I always was partial to the cavalry.
Yes, sir.
Well, I feel real silly with this military escort.
Why, Molly?
Why, we got no more right...
Pardon me, sir. Are you the inspecting officer, sir?
That's me, but stop the... company, quit! what's the matter, sir?
The signal corps just got a message by a carrier pigeon, sir. Here it is, sir.
70 days. Open it, McGee. Maybe we're discovered.
Not so loud, man. Well, for the... It's from Harpo Wilcox in the hospital.
Oh, well, I hope his appendicitis is still getting along nicely.
No, it is.
Well, what else does it say?
He says he just found out they use Johnson's wax on the floors and furniture of the hospital.
Is your network red?
Yeah. Reddit, he even interrupts the program with pigeons.
Any reply, sir?
Yes. Give all them pigeons to Silly Watson at the mess hall and tell him to cook them. And, Sergeant.
Yes, sir.
Tell him we want those squabs right.
What? Ho!
Kick me.
This is the stable, sir.
Dismiss the man, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir. Hands up. But dismiss.
Oh, McGee. Look, what beautiful horses.
They are pretty nifty-looking nags, is that, ain't they? Whose is that big black horse there, boy?
That's a mare, sir.
Well, ain't a mare a horse?
No, sir. A mare is a mare, sir. A bull is not a cow, sir. And a mare is not a horse, sir.
Go on. You'll be telling me next that a buck isn't dough. Whose horse did you say this was here?
It's the commandant, sir.
Oh, and a beauty, too. Mm. Looks real high-spirited.
Hi, jolly, I got me a good notion to take me a ride onto her.
McGee, it belongs to the commandant.
Well, I'm temporary commandant, and I'll just ride her temporary. I'll never forget when I was officer in the cavalry.
Were you a West Pointer, sir?
No, an Irish setter.
Well, sir, when I was in the 8th Cavalry down on the border... Hey, where are you going, Molly?
Oh, I want to see this lovely horse over here, McGee. Hello there, darling. Would you like a lump of sugar?
Hey, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
How about this black horse of the commandant? Is he peaceful?
Peaceful, sir?
Well, I mean, is she, does he buck?
Oh, no, sir. Quiet as a lamb. Just an old plodder, sir. Except for one thing.
What's that?
Bugles.
Bugles?
Mm, hate bugles. Mm. Her mother was frightened by a boy scout, sir.
Well, there ain't any bugles around here. I'm going to show my wife how a cavalryman ought to look on a horse. Slap a saddle onto her, will you?
Why, certainly, sir.
Steady there, Dickie.
Hey, Molly. Hey. I'm going to take a little canter on Dixie here. Lieutenant says she's kind of spirited, but I can handle her okay.
Oh, now don't do that, McGee. Heavenly days.
Go on, Molly. Shucks. Didn't I used to ride with the Russian Cossacks? Wasn't I a Pony Express rider?
Say, I'd better put a curb bit on her, sir.
What's that for?
That keeps him from climbing over the curb, Molly. Okay, boy. Now watch how easy I mount.
Oh, no, sir. Other side, sir.
Huh? What you mean, the other side? This hay burner left-handed?
No, you always get on from the left, Cossack.
Oh. Kind of silly, but I ain't fussy. Now, steady, Dixie.
Get your helm over there.
There.
Stirrups about right, sir?
Well, I get my foot in them. They're a little short, son, but I like them that way for trick riding. I ever show you how I used to lean out of the saddle and pick up a handkerchief into my teeth, Molly?
No, but I can imagine them picking you up in a handkerchief.
Go on with you. Why, shucks, I was one of the best riders in the cavalry.
He has a very good seat, madam.
He ought to have. He's on it most of the time.
I'll never forget the time I was in the 78th Cavalry, Molly. We was down on the border of Mexico, and the general comes up to me and he says, Caliper, he says.
Caliper?
Yeah. They called me Caliper in them days on account of because my legs were so bow-legged from riding. Caliper McGee, they called me in them days. Caliper McGee, the capering, colt-catching, catamount, and clever cayuse-climbing caballero of the California Cal. Yes, sir, I'll... Oh, hello there, Private Engel. What you doing here?
Oh, me, sir?
Yeah.
Oh, I just came back to the stable, sir, to practice up a bit on me bugle, sir. Like this, sir.
Hey, don't do that. Hey, stop. Oh. Whoa, there, Dixie. Whoa, hold him, somebody. She's running away.
Oh,
whoa.
Heavenly day.
Whoa. Whoa.
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Whoa. The hospital will be killed. What'll we do, mister? What'll we do?
Oh, he'll be all right if he doesn't fall off.
Oh, dear, why did I ever let him get on that horse?
Whoa, Dixie.
Oh,
whoa.
My.
Whoa, hey, Molly.
What?
It's true what they said about Dixie. Whoa, there's...
To all you women who are listening tonight, I can promise you that you'll do no more floor scrubbing from the day you start using Johnson's Glow Coat on your floors and linoleum. Your floors will stay fresh and clean-looking, brightly polished, yet you won't have to do a bit of rubbing or buffing. Glow Coat is a liquid polish, very easy to apply. It dries in 20 minutes, and as it dries, takes on a gleaming polish without any help from you. Once your floors are protected with Glow Coat, they won't get scuffed and worn out. Dirt can't stick to them. A dry dusting will keep them shining. Be sure when ordering that you get the genuine, no-rubbing floor polish, Glow Coat, made by the makers of Johnson's Wax. Look for the attractive yellow can. And remember, you save money by ordering the larger sizes.
Program over,
Molly?
Yes, it is.
Good night. Oh,
oh, heavenly days. Good night, all.
Bob Brown speaking. The Johnson Wax program has come to you from our Chicago studios. This is the National Broadcasting Company.